Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a very good evening to you all. You're welcome to Teens Talk About Everything podcast with Dorcas Ekpeyong. Yes, so good news, we are drawing nigh to the end of season one. Yep, season one is almost over. Yes, and it's exciting. So today I have another interesting topic to share with you today. If you're just listening for the first time, yes, like I've said, this is Teens Talk About Everything podcast, and we are on to the 9th episode. Yep, we've gone all the way from 1 and now we are in number 9. Yes, so today's topic is leadership and what it entails. So basically, if you're wondering what the word leader means, if you're wondering what true leadership entails, if you're wondering how to be a good leader, if you're wondering how you can motivate others, how you can inspire others, well, this podcast is just for you. Yes, so I'm just going to skip every other modalities and go right to what I'm supposed to say today. So let me start with a definition of the word leadership. Leadership is the action of leading a group of people or an organization. Okay, so the state of is the state or position of being a leader. Okay, now a leader is a person who is acquiring leadership position. Okay, a leader is a person who leads or commands a group of organization or country. Okay, now to me, I see leadership I feel like a leader is or can be any individual of any age, of any level, of any nationality and all of that. All those things don't matter, okay? It depends on the individual in question. So you can be a leader. Yes, you can be a leader. Yes, I'm telling you that, okay? You just need the proper mindset, which is what I'm going to lead you on today, okay? So this is going to be a short podcast. Yeah, I didn't intend to make this long. I just want to give most of the points as they are, just like listing them out. But I hope you get enough inspiration from this episode, okay? Now, here's some tips on how you can start being a leader. You should note that you don't necessarily need to assume any position of authority or power just to be attached a leader. Even at your small corner, even at home, at school, at being as quiet as you are, you can express leadership positions and you can't be seen as a leader. Okay, so now the first thing you need to do is start by knowing your strengths. Okay, every individual has strengths and weaknesses, so I encourage you to learn about yourself. It's like a personal test. Okay, test yourself so you know where your area of strength is, which is your area of confidence. Okay, the area that you can stand, the area that if they wake you up on, you are just so it's part of you that you will not fall your own hand. Okay. So you need to start by knowing your strength, so you know how to carry people along, how to lead effectively, okay, with your strengths. Okay, the next thing I'm going to say is that you should encourage creativity for yourself and for other people. Okay, a leader is someone who is always concerned of thinking out of the box. Okay, you don't need to be confined to the normal. Just think of what you can do if this is not available. If this is not available, how would we go on? That is how a leader thinks. Okay, that's why I'm saying you should encourage creativity. Creativity is something of the mind, so you need to develop your mind. You need to grow your mind, as it is. Yes, you need to do more research and listen to people, listen to things, watch, so that your mind lives the normal thinking level, okay, and goes into being more creative and more creative and more creative. 3, be a role model. Okay, a role model doesn't necessarily need to be a person that is out of school, successful, has money and all of that. No, you can just start by inspiring people every day. Okay, just by saying simple good morning, or by telling someone smile, or telling someone you look good today, just by doing something that people don't really do or that people overlook, just by being you in your own way, okay, by inspiring people, by motivating people, by causing people to be happy, you can be a role model. Okay, it's that simple. Yes, it is not rocket science or anything. It's just some period, just take some period of development and all of that and change of mentality. But yes, you, as young as you are, as old as you are, whatever, you can be a role model, because if you constantly do something that makes someone feel happy or makes someone feel like they belong or give someone a sense of belonging or something, that person automatically looks up to you and you are a role model. Ta-da! It's not like it's rocket science, okay? Three, or four actually, be passionate. Yes, passion drives whatever you do. Whatever you're doing is surrounded by passion, okay? You need to be passionate about a lot of things, okay? If you want to be a leader, find out what... what do you love? What do you this? What do you that? What do you like seeing in people and all of that? Let that be your drive as a leader. If you follow your passions, yes, you would be an excellent leader. Moving on, listen and communicate effectively. Now, this is the foundation for everything that I have said, okay? Without effective communication, everything is lost. You can't be a leader. A good leader knows how to negotiate. A good leader knows how to evade or avoid some issues by just talking. Communication is not just about talking or having a conversation. No, it goes deeper than that. Communication is it extends to when you can carry people along, you can convince people, you can talk to people well, let it like sink down. That's all communication is. It's really a big deal, actually. Very simple to learn, but hard at the same time. So you need to master the art of communication. And communication does not go one-sided, okay? It goes with the act of listening. You need to listen, okay? When you have, like, let me say a mini meeting, okay? Or you're talking, let your voice not be the only one that is heard. You need to listen to other people in order to be an effective leader. You need to make sure that everybody has said what they need to say. And if you need to debunk some ideas, you need to do that wisely so you don't shut people up. Okay, so listening and communication are key. So you need to listen and communicate effectively. Then have a positive attitude, okay? So everything, have a positive attitude. Positivity is key. Moving on, encourage people to make contributions. Yes, so that you can grow as a team and personally, okay? Then motivate your followers. Yes, I think I've already said something close to that. Then offer rewards and recognitions. You don't really need to go the extra mile on this one. Just simple, simply showing kindness, okay? You can reward someone or show someone that the person is recognized for what they do. Now keep trying new things, okay? If you stand in a point, let's use this illustration. If you stand in a point and people are moving, people will get to where they are and you'll still be there. What I'm trying to say is you won't achieve great heights. You won't get to great heights as a leader if you just stay in one place, if you just stay stagnant. But you need to keep moving. You need to keep going. It's not going to be easy, but you need to keep going. You need to keep moving. You need to keep trying new things, keep evolving, okay? As things are changing, change with them for the better, yes. Not the other way. Change with, inspire people to think out of the box, to do this, to bring new ideas, new things that could help the group and that you're leading or the group that you are in. Then I need you to note this very importantly. If you didn't get anything from what I have said, I need you to get this particular one down. Good leadership comes from good followership. Okay, that's how I see it. Okay, if you're a good follower, okay, if you can respect the fact that you have a leader and you follow the person, trust me, you're going to be a good leader, because you have been on the other side of leadership. It's just like up and down. You've been down, so you know how it is. You've seen up from down. Okay, from a good leader, you've seen how you want a leader. From a good follower, you've seen how you want a leader to act and all of that. So if you're a good follower, trust me, you're going to be a good leader. Okay, then do not think or act as though you were better off than some other people. Okay, you need to accommodate people. Okay, so you can win them onto your side, because you can't run the race alone. Okay, you can't lead alone. Okay, you can't just be leading yourself and call yourself a leader. No, you have to have people that you're leading. So that's where teamwork, okay, falls on, that you need to be able to work with other people and not as though you are you know everything. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful time. I said I wasn't going to take too much of your time, so I've come to the end of this episode. I trust that you learned a thing, two or more. Okay, I will be back again on Friday with the final episode of Teens Talk About Everything podcast. So I expect that between now and Friday, you'd be anticipating the next episode, okay? It's going to be quite interesting, yes, as we round up this season. All right. So in the meantime, while anticipating, follow Foundational Network Africa on all her social media handles, on Facebook at Foundational Network Africa, on Instagram at Foundational Network Africa, and Twitter at Foundational Net. Yes, Twitter at Foundational Net. Okay, till you hear from me again, I am Dr. Sekpeyang, and this is me signing out. Have a lovely weekend, all of you. Bye.